All right, so here's some examples of everyday fails that is just going to make you feel better about yourself and your life.
Yeah, just small little stories, quick little stories that kind of tell a big picture.
Yeah, tell a bigger picture, all from the website F My Life. Like today, I was at a friend's wedding, caught the bouquet. Everyone cheered until I slipped on the flowers and fell flat on my back.
Oh, no. Oh, that is embarrassing. It is. Everyone just feels bad for you.
You know, if you're ever in that moment, you know, as the bride throwing the bouquet, a lot of times you look back at the video to see actually what happened because you don't get the full story being the bride, right? So it's always kind of fun to look back and see, you know, who's either catching the bouquet or catching the, well, what is it, the girdle? What are they called?
Garter.
Garter. Yeah, not girdle. Garter.
That's different if you're throwing that. That's weird.
Yeah. Again, F My Life today. I went on a hike with friends, but as I'm the worst outdoors person because I rarely venture outside the city, I ended up getting lost in some woods after straying from the group. Ended up having to call 911 to be rescued.
Oh, no.
My friends will absolutely not let me live this ordeal down.
No, they will never forget that. They'll never not bring it up.
No, kind of like getting lost in a crowd at a concert where you're walking for 45 minutes carrying two Budweisers in your hands trying to locate your wife.
Uh-huh.
And you just can't find her.
Something like that.
Speaking from experience. F My Life. Today, I sneezed with so much force while I was driving that I whacked my head on the steering wheel and honked the horn.
Ouch.
Ouch.
Ow. Oh, dang.
Just a couple more. Today, my mom said she wanted to get me laser eye surgery before she did. Just in case it isn't safe.
Oh! She's like, you go first.
Yeah.
If it doesn't work out well, I'm probably not going to do it.
I will say that both you and I have both had LASIK. And
best decision ever made and super easy.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. I would recommend 10 out of 10.
But yes.
There is that moment, like right before they do it, where they show you a video that's like worst case scenario.
Yes.
And you're
are we sure you want me to see this video right before we decide to do that?
I know. They're like, no. I mean,
because it tells me I could be blind.
Yeah. They're like, no, everything's going to be fine. However. There is a chance that when you black out because, you know, we're lasering your eyeball, it never comes back.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, they probably make people who are going to skydive watch a video that's similar. Like,
right?
Hey, there's a chance this could not go well.
Hey, I know you're going to have fun, and I'm sure we're all wanting to have fun.
But please watch the safety video.
Yeah, because there is a chance that, it could end up wrong.
Because you are falling to the earth at a high rate of speed.
I know. All right. Last one of my life. You know, today, I had to sit between my parents in the car as they argued with one another for a whole hour over whether or not a thumb is a finger. But seriously.
You're arguing for an hour?
But seriously, what team are you on?
Well, okay, there's a couple schools of thought.
What team are you on?
You have, when they say, how many fingers do you have? You have 10 fingers.
Everyone says, yeah, 5 on each hand. Right.
Exactly. So then that would technically classify the thumb a finger. Because listen, you've got an index finger, right? You've got your ring finger. You have a pinky finger. They all have names.
So
they do all have names. So the thumb is a finger.
If you type into Google, is the thumb, the very first thing that pops up is a finger.
So, oh, really? Okay. So then it answers the question.
So many people have asked that.
Okay.
Has a different shape and function from the other fingers.
Right.
But is it a finger? Yes, most medical guides refer to the thumb as a finger.
Yes, so indeed. And again, they all have names, right? Don't they? Except that, well, the middle finger is a middle finger, right?
Does that have something? Yeah.
You got the index, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, thumb. There you go. They all have names.
I was going to say, the only one that's just named its position on your hand is the middle finger.